So for our topic, great to see you all. For our topic, we're going to discuss something maybe a little bit different, maybe somewhat, I guess it could be controversial, but I don't mean it that way, and something hopefully a little bit fun, kind of playing with ideas. And that is, you know, obviously, and I know a lot of the topics today have been about Israel, and that's obviously on our minds. Israel gives us an opportunity. You know, we don't want to win wars and keep Israel going just for the sake of being around. We want it to be able to promote Torah and the Torah observance and be able to enable the Torah to be fulfilled. And there's a question that I want to just suggest an answer to, something that I came up with once, and so I'm going to share with you an idea that I had as a way of just kind of playing with ideas and seeing if we can have some fun with some Torah ideas and how they could apply to an actual government.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce Rabbi Weiner, but you're here probably because you know Rabbi Weiner and you love Rabbi Weiner. What do you want me to say about you?
To say he's starting now.
He's the best. He's the best person in the world. He's a dear, dear friend. Sometimes when he asks me questions and I say, "Oh, let me get back to you," it's because I ask Rabbi Weiner the question. He's unbelievably well respected in a lot of areas, but in medical halacha and his field, he is really, really, really a master and unbelievably well respected. And I'm stealing his time. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi Mahler. Okay, honor to be with all of you. So I'll try to explain what I'm doing. And let's start from the basics. What does a society have to provide health care for its citizens? Sometimes you hear people talking in American like, there's a right to health care. You even see sometimes protest signs that say, health care is a right. That's one of the signs that sometimes people... But I know this can get into like Republican, Democrat. I'm not going there at all, I promise. I'm not talking about politics, even though maybe some of you will think, probably you'll think that I'm supporting whatever side you're on. You'll think, oh yeah, he's supporting my side. But I am willing to talk about these issues just because it's important to ask, what does the Torah say? So throughout human history, there has been not really set guidelines to communal health care because doctors, medicine could only do so much. It was limited. But now there's so much we can do, and it's so expensive that we have to ask, like, you know, should everyone just say, like, if you get sick, then you just go to a doctor, and whatever their fees are, you pay it. And whether or not that means you're going to have to pay $500,000 for one procedure, so you'll just have to raise the money. Or should we have a system where the government pays for everything? There's no individual expenses. You just, you know, you pay your taxes. And just like you have libraries and a fire department, a police department, you also have hospitals and doctors, that it's just free. And everyone has health care by being a citizen. Or should there be some kind of a hybrid model where you have to pay for insurance, but it's also subsidized by the government, or certain people get government funds? Like, what would the Torah society say? And the reason it's a question is because we didn't have a Torah society for thousands of years. Thank God today we have Israel, and we can try to put into practice Jewish ideas and how we run a government. But first of all, just, you know, not everything that happens in Israel is based on the Torah yet. So that's another side point. But what would the Torah say? And what I want to do is share an idea that I once had about this and just suggest it, and we'll just play with the ideas. So there's been many, many people who write on this. You know, in any political issue, people think that they have the answer. Obviously, it supports whatever political party they believe in, and that's going to be somehow they're going to find a Torah source that supports that ideology. People have argued that certain Jewish values give us the answer to how healthcare should be distributed, whether it's lo tamod al dam reicha, don't stand on your neighbor's blood, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, tikkun olam, all these different theories people have had. There's an interesting halacha, for example, a mohel. If a family can't afford a mohel, halacha requires them to provide the services, to actually give the circumcision to a child without being paid. So some people say, oh, maybe that's a good analogy. There's lots of things that people have tried. And I'm going to try a new one today that I think is a good one. So we'll see. But let's first take a step back before I share with you my idea. And let's see just other general Jewish values. Look at this Rambam on the top of the page here if you have it. I'm sorry if I don't have enough copies. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, Perek Dalet, Chav Gimel, right there he says, Ko'ir she'ein ba'asar devarim ha'elu Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai Ladur Besocha. A city must have 10 things, and if they don't have these 10 things, here, there's sheets right here. If they don't have these 10 things, a Talmud Chacham can't live there. Look what the first thing the Rambam writes, that you have to have in order to have a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar living in your city. The first thing you have to have is Rofe, a doctor. Nice try. Chaplain's number two. You have to have a doctor. Without a doctor, you can't live there. A city has to have a doctor. Okay, so that already implies something about the importance of healthcare. I'll tell you a story at the end that I think summarizes all this and bring us back to Israel. That's number one. Historical. Also, there's a lot of historical precedent. The Rambam writes here in Hilchos Matanos Anim, in the second section, he writes, Kol ir sheyesh ba Yisrael, any city where Jews live, any city, chayavim lahamid mehem gabay tzedakah anashim yuduim v'ne'emanim shiyu machzirim ala am ne'er Shabbos ne'er Shabbos. You have to have a gabay tzedakah in any Jewish community, and their job is to create a fund. And with that fund, they have to go around to the community every Erev Shabbos. Everyone has to pay, basically, communal taxes. Jewish communities, throughout all Jewish history, had tax systems where everyone gave money to their community, and the community's job was then to support the people in need in their community. And that's been a Jewish custom for thousands of years. The Rambam already writes, every community has one. That was called, that's Nikra Kupa. That was called the Kupa, like you sometimes hear Kupat Cholim, okay? But Kupat Anim, a Kupa. Then there was something else, he says in Halacha Bet, V'chim ma'amidin gabay shalochim b'chol yom v'yom mikol chatzar v'chatzar pas u'mini maicha. They would also gather food, and that's called Tamchui. And that they would provide for people in need. And then he writes in the third Halacha, Me'olam lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu be'kal mi'Yisrael she'ein lahem kupa shel tzedakah. Every Jewish community has always had a kupa shel tzedakah, a communal fund where they support their needy. So Rambam seems to write that this has been a historical precedent. Interestingly, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, who was the rabbi of Shaar Tzedek Medical Center, he was also, he was a rabbi, he was a big posek, he just died about 15 years ago. And he was interesting because he was basically a Haredi posek, but he wrote a lot about halachos of the Medina. Not specifically for Israel, even though he did write for the state of Israel, but he just wrote kuntresim, lots of little books on what should be the halacha for a state. How should we run a state according to Jewish law? Because we haven't had it for 2,000 years, whether it's military ethics or based in civil law and also a lot of medical law. He had a lot of opinions about that. And he says a similar idea to this Rambam. But now let's start to get a little bit political, so to speak. If you look in the second box, the second underline there, that Tzitz Eliezer writes as follows. He's quoting here a rabbi from the 15th century in Israel. 15th century Israel. It's important to make, people should be aware that there were rabbis publishing, for hundreds of years in the land of Israel. Obviously way before 15th century, but this is before the modern state of Israel. And his name was Rabbi Rafael Malki. And he wrote in the Sefer, he writes as follows. He says, Mitikun atzibur b'chol makom u'makom sheYisrael yoshvim liyached kupa lebikur cholim. It's been a Jewish custom, wherever Jews live, not just to have a kupa, as the Rambam wrote, but a kupa for bikur cholim, that all those Jews who get sick, the community supports them. The community will be there to support them. This is for the people who are poor, who can't afford healthcare. And the doctors are then paid by the communal funds to then care for those people. So the doctors would give of their time to help the patients in need, but the doctors would get paid. They would get paid by the communal, almost like a communal insurance fund. And that was considered a communal expectation that there would be communal health care, which is fascinating. This, he's writing in support, by the way, of the Israeli system, which is Kupat Cholim, basically socialized health care, not like the American system. In Israel, everyone has health care if you're a citizen, and he was arguing that this is actually a Torah approach based on this historical precedent. So that's what he says. And he even writes, it's not just based on the tzibur, the kal, because you could say, This isn't talking about a state. This isn't talking about a government. This is talking about a community. We do this too in our community. You have organizations that if someone's in need, they can go to certain organizations and they help them. It doesn't mean that the government should be doing it. We're not talking about big government here. We're talking about communal support. Tzitzit Eliezer argued that it is communal. If you look in the first underline there, he says, Al-Pia Amur, Bor Pashut Adavar Ki HaMemshala, Asher Bereus HaTzibur Tzarech Mechuyav Liyos Berosh Dagoseya Mechovo Sa, Gam Hi La'Aksiv Taktisim Katzpiim Kedei La'Azor Min HaMeniyas Hitpatchut Shel Machala. The Memshala, the government, is expected to be able to prevent spread of disease and support those in need. Anyways, that's what Tzitzit Eliezer. What I want to do now is I want to show you my theory. That was all background. And now I'm just going to slow down and we're just going to talk about a new approach that I want to share with you that I find compelling. Once I started to realize that this was something, I started to see it in many post-game writing about it. What is the obligation in Jewish law? Where are we even obligated to provide health care? What obligates us to care for those who are sick? Where does that come from? What is there a verse in the Torah? I've been talking about history here, but it's not based on history. Is it based on a pasuk in the Torah?
There is a part where, like, if someone takes off an eye.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, there is the payment over
there. Right, so that's in Mishpatim. And the Torah Mishpatim says, Verapo Yurape, you have to pay for the health care costs.
And if you have to pay for the health care process by definition, you're supposed to have.
Okay. Very good. Verapo Yurapet. You have, since the Torah requires us to pay for someone's health care if we injure them, obviously there should be some kind of expectation of health care. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, yes, good. There's Arvus, there's an expectation that we have to care for each other. Okay, Vinishmartim Milanaf Shosechem, we have to guard our health. The only mitzvah that it says me'od, you have to do very much. Yeah, okay. Hashem is Rofei Cholim. We have to be Rofei Cholim. Interestingly, did you know that none of these are actually the source for healthcare? And I will tell you that when we had to, you know, Cedar Sinai, now we give PhDs. So we had to make a seal, an academic seal. So this was like 7 or 8 years ago. They asked me, you know, academic seals usually have like a verse on them. In America, it's usually Latin, right? Veritas or something. But they said, ours should be in Hebrew. What should it be? So I said it should be Verapo Yurapeh. I thought that made the most sense. So it's on our seal. At Cedar Sinai now, Verapo Yurapeh, that's our logo. Rabbi Meir, blessed memory, used to say that our motto is Vaye Bracha, be a blessing. But the actual mitzvah to care for the sick that requires doctors and requires communities is what? What? Okay, we have the example of Avraham. Good. Vashevo Salo. The commandment to return lost objects. Because we're commanded to return lost objects, that commands us to care for the sick. How? Right? How? Look what the Rambam writes. This is based on Chazal, but the Rambam writes here in the commentary on the Mishnah on page 2. He writes as follows. Mipnei shehi mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to return lost objects. Kolomar. Shechayav harofe min hadin l'rapos chole Yisrael. A doctor is required to care for the sick. Vaharehu bichlal amram. This is part of what they said. Beferish akasuv vashevo salo. Return lost objects. What is it? How could that be return lost objects? Lerabos eskufo. To even return someone's body. Shimroehu oved. If you see someone lost their body, so to speak, v'yacholatzilo, and you're able to save them. Hareze matzilu begufo or bemamono or biyadiaso. You have to save them with their body, their money, or their knowledge. You have to return, the mitzvah to return lost objects actually is what requires us to heal the sick. The truth is, by the way, this is for rabbis as well. They say that the mitzvah to return someone's soul is also a mitzvah to return their soul. So that if they lost their soul, meaning if they're spiritually suffering or their spiritual observance, they say that's the mitzvah of like Kiruv. It's all based on returning lost objects. So if the mitzvah of caring for the sick is based on returning lost objects, now, let me ask you a question. If you lost something, do you have a right for it to be returned?
No.
You don't?
It depends on someone's
Okay, so I mean, if you walk out here, I mean, I don't know if you have any value. Okay, you have a beautiful tailum there. You walk out of here and you leave, and I know you. I know where you live. I know you. I know a lot about you, and I can say, "Oh, do you have a?" You say, "Oh, Rabbi Weiner saw it. I left my tailum there." Would you expect that I'm going to return it to you?
Yeah.
Do you think you have a right for it to be returned to you?
No, but I think that you would. It also has my name in it.
Yeah, it has your name in it. I see you on Shabbat. Like, how could I? Is it your right? Is it a right for you? But this is the question. Do you have a right for me to return it to you? What? Okay, maybe it's an obligation on me. This is part of the debate. Because when you see the people protesting, and you're going to see this election year, this is going to come up in the debates. Healthcare is a right. If it's about returning lost objects, could you make the argument? Well, if I lost my health, the government's supposed to return my health to me. It's my right to have it returned to me. Could you go that far to say that?
You could, but it doesn't make sense. Not in America.
What? Okay, let's first go with Ezra's point. Is the mitzvah on the government or the individual? Let's go there for a second, because when I first was thinking about this, here's what I did. I thought about this, and I thought, I wonder if this mitzvah could be relevant for this debate about healthcare. So then I wanted to say, is it a government responsibility, though? So I looked in the Sefer HaChinuch. That was the first place I went. I said, let me see how the Sefer HaChinuch summarizes this mitzvah. Look at what he writes. Sefer HaChinuch, I put it on the page there. At the bottom of the page, he writes, Shorish mitzvah zu yedua. The source of this mitzvah, the root of this mitzvah is, Ki yesh bezeh to'elas hakol v'yishuv hamedina. The government, a society, needs people to return lost objects for a society to survive. Could you then say, oh, the government, I expect the government to return my lost objects. Let's go one step further. I'm not necessarily agreeing with what I'm saying right now. I'm just purposely playing with ideas. And I'm going to do it a little bit more, and then we're going to debate for a minute, and then we're going to have to end. But I'm just trying to be provocative intention just to play with the ideas. The Rambam writes elsewhere that, by the way, the mitzvah to return lost objects is both a positive and a negative mitzvah. He writes, Hashev Aveda LeYisrael. This is Hilchos Gazela Aveda, Perek Yud Aleph, in the bottom of page 2 there. He says, Mitzvah Sasation Emar. It says in Devarim, Hashev Tashivem Le'achecha. You should return things to your sibling, to your brother, to your sister. V'haroe Avedas Yisrael V'nis Ali Mimenu. If you see someone lost a lost object and you turn away from it, V'anicha, and you just leave it, you say, oh, you know, I don't need to return it. Over below Tase. You also violated a negative commandment. Because it says, Lo tireh shor achecha v'salamta mehem uvatal mitzvah saseh. You've now not only not done a mitzvah, you violated a prohibition against leaving the lost object.
Isn't the Shabbat something materialistic?
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a second. But that's what we're saying. The Rambam is saying, the Chazal say that even your health is an object. You have to return their health. You have to return their soul even. The rabbis say you have to return someone's soul to them. Okay, fine. You're right. That's a very good point. For Israel has to follow Judaism. But part of my argument is, and Rabbi Jonathan Sacks made this point in one of his books that really moved me. He said, the problem with bioethicists today, with Jewish bioethicists, and I, you know, as someone who's interested in that field, I took this to heart. He said, the problem is they only care about issues between the patient and their doctor. He said, we need people to start thinking about what should Judaism say to society? Meaning, Lahavdil, the Catholic Church is not afraid to tell America what to do. They have very strong opinions about a lot of things, and they want to impose their opinion. They think that if their morality is true, good morality, America should follow their morality. Do we not believe that the Torah is also good, true and good? And like, shouldn't we want, we're not trying to say that non-Jews have to follow the Torah. But if we believe that we have some wisdom, don't we want to share that wisdom and say, like, if America is debating moral issues, we want to share our wisdom too. And shouldn't we be thinking about what does the Torah say about these major social debates and these major societal issues that we are facing, and this, you know, the wars that are happening, wars that are happening, culture wars.
I don't believe what I'm going to say.
Okay.
But so the Shabbat Aveda, is it L'Reacha?
Yeah.
So, and the question is, if it's not only for Jews, so
right?
Is it a good thing to also be for others? Uh-huh.
Okay, that's going to be something we're going to go next. That's a good point to bring up. Does this apply to all people, all humanity? Are we using it properly if we start applying it beyond? And we're going to go there right now. We're going to start going into this. I want to try to show you what I mean by this. But first of all, I'll just say, Even to, you could say, I think someone could make the argument. I mean, I don't know if I would agree, but I'm just saying someone could say, well, if I lost my lost object, I will be upset at you if you didn't return it. Like, I feel like I do have some sense of a right to have it returned. I will argue, though, from a Jewish perspective, we don't really talk about rights. It's much more about obligations. Rights and obligations are always correlative. And the question is, if I have a right, it creates an obligation on you. Or if you have an obligation, if I have an obligation, it creates your right. So meaning, if you're a lost object, if you deserve to have it back, is it because I'm obligated to return it, and therefore you have a right to have it back because I'm obligated? Or do you have a right, and then am I obligated because it's your right? So I'll argue that in Judaism, it's the obligation. We focus on obligations. So still, do we say, maybe that person with the picket sign, healthcare is a right. Maybe they're wrong, but maybe if they what if they changed their sign and said, healthcare is an obligation on the government, and they ask the politicians, you're obligated to give us healthcare. I'm not saying it's my right, but I'm saying it's your obligation. Is that true? If we say that, now let me just show you some other ideas, just because we're short on time, we're going to wrap up in a minute, and then I'll try to end with the story that I told you I'd end with, just to keep this focus on Israel also. But turn to the last page, and let's just say, if I'm right with this, and I'm not, even though I'm arguing this is partially my theory that I kind of realized, as I started researching it, I found poskim using some of the ideas that I'm about to say. If you go to page 3, the last page. Now, let's say we would say, since healthcare is based on the obligation to return lost objects, what does that mean? Meaning, could we come up with a whole theory of what's obligated of healthcare providers based on the loss of lost objects? Because there's a lot. There's whole prakim in Gemara, and the Rambam has a whole section about the requirements to return lost objects. So, for example, let's look at one halakha and tell me what you think this might mean for doctors. Top of page 3, it's Rambam Hilchos Gazela Vaveda, Perkidav, Halakha Ches. This is actually based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. Rambam writes, Haroa Mayim Shutafim Ubaim Lahashchis Binyan Chavero. You're home. Your neighbor's not home. Water's coming down. You can easily redirect the water, just like close their fence and save their property from being damaged. So now this is not really returning lost objects, but it's saving their objects, preventing their object from being destroyed. You can easily prevent their object from being destroyed. Or it's going to destroy their field. So the Rambam writes, Chayev ligdor bifneihem velim'an. You have to stop them and prevent the waters. You're obligated, as the Torah says, l'chol avedas achecha l'rabos avedas karka'o, including their loss of their land. So there's an obligation to prevent loss. What could that mean if we were going to apply that to healthcare?
It's epidemiological restrictions. It's making and smoke in public places prohibited. It's like stopping everything that can damage health and body's.
Okay, preventative medicine. There could we argue that preventative medicine is part of the obligation that Judaism is requiring? If we have to prevent damage, we have to be, whether it's quit smoking or engage in preventative medicine as part of the obligations of returning lost objects. Let's look at another one. Just see how far we can take this. The Rambam writes in Perek Yudalef, Halacha Yud Beis. This is Bava Metzia Chav Zayin. The Gemara says as follows. Aveda she'ein va shava pruta. What if, that Tehillim I'm sure is very valuable, but what if someone just left a piece of paper? Something that's really not valuable. Or if it had the notes from the shear, it's very valuable. But if it had that plastic cup or something, you know, a penny. Do I have to return a lost object if it's just has basically no value? So the Rambam writes, Eino pruta, eino chayev li tapa ba velo lachzira. You are not required. I know it's Ayala's cup there, but I don't have to go track you down to give you that plastic cup. So what does it mean now if we're saying that healthcare is based on returning lost objects, but you don't have to return objects of minimal value, so what now could we say that the government would be required to do? Well, there's limits. The point is, there would be limits. Meaning, would the government be required to pay for every single thing under this?
No.
There, we would say, you know what, there's some things that we say, there's limits to how far we have to go. So let's go further. Okay, if you don't have to pay for everything, which is the case in Israel today, by the way. That part of the ethical decisions that rabbis are part of the process of making, by the way, is that the kupat cholim, the government decides what they will cover. And every year there's things that they decide, we'll cover this and we won't cover that. And they have to make the decision. And oftentimes, you know, ethicists are involved with deciding what should we expect the government to pay for, and what is going too far to expect the government to pay for. That's part of the modern state of Israel. Look at this Rambam. This one I think is more provocative. This is Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tesvav. This is from Bava Kama Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. He says, Hechzir es aveda b'shachris. Let's say you took the object. So I'm using you so much. Let's say you left your tehillim. I know where you sit in shul. I know exactly where you sit in shul. Can I just take her tehillim and put it to the spot where she sits? Is that enough? And just leave it in her makom in shul. So the halacha is, Hechzir es aveda b'shachris l'makom she'balim nechnasim v'yotzim sham. If you just put it in the spot where the people sit, b'shachris in the morning, eino chayev l'tapo ba shehari ha'balim ro'i nosa. I don't have to do any more. Because I can say, you know what? She's going to see it. I put it back in her area. That's all I have to do. That's enough, according to the halacha. What might that tell us about healthcare obligations on the government if we say, all I have to do is give it to you, but I don't have to like go out of my way to make sure you're doing it? Right. Meaning there's a partnership. People are also expected to take care of themselves. Right. We can say government is the society is expected to do a certain amount, but if people abuse that, so to speak, if they don't follow their doctor's guidelines, they don't do their part, we don't have to keep going. Like we have to give it to them, but we don't have to like force it upon them. Right? Okay, let's go one step further, and then I'll start to wrap up, and I want to hear any thoughts, and we're really out of time. So one more piece. Because what if they're not compliant? What if the patient's not compliant? So Rambam writes here in the next one, this is based on Bava Metzila Amud Aleph, it's Halacha Yudalad, V'cheini matza behema v'chisha nischayev li'tapaba. Let's say a person finds an animal, and they're trying to keep it going to come back to the owner's property. They have to try to return it. Even if it says, I'm not a person, I'm an important rabbi, I don't walk around, you know, walking animals to their pen. Nope, you have to, if you see an animal lost, you do have to bring it back. You started doing the mitzvah, you have to finish it at a certain point. Meaning, you only have to put it back in its spot, but you have to at least put it back in its spot. So, hichzira uvarcha, but what if you brought it back and then it runs away? So this time about it with an animal. You have to try even 100 times to return it. So in other words, even if your patient's not compliant, even though I just said it's a partnership, maybe there's a certain sense by which you can't just abandon the patient so quickly. The doctor, the healthcare system is still provided to be patient with the patient and try to help them even though it's been difficult. Right? You see how, like, I'm just trying to give a few examples of how the halachos of returning lost objects could actually be a model for how we determine a government's responsibilities in healthcare. Also, you could argue a rabbi's responsibilities or many people's responsibilities. If the laws of how we care for other people are based on the laws of returning lost objects, maybe there's a lot we should learn the laws of returning lost objects to guide us in how far we have to go and how we care for others. I'm going to stop there, but there's so much. Just to give you some examples, I don't think I put them on the sheet here, but the Gemara of Bava Basra, Peiches, says that if one is returning an animal that wandered away, they do have to return it, like we just said. They have to return it because maybe this would say that a doctor has to, if the person causes the animal to run away, then they have to return it. So maybe then we say that if I cause the damage to someone, I have to go a little bit further in trying to care for them, right? The Gemara also says you don't have to return a lost object if the person lost it intentionally. This could be a really controversial one. What if they say, I don't want this anymore? They put us, I don't know, somehow you know, they lost it intentionally. So what if someone hurt themselves on purpose? Do I have to care for them?
No.
We would say yes, but maybe this is something worth debating. I mean, there is a debate in halacha.
Let's say somebody's doctor has cancer and they say, I don't want any more treatment.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to give them treatment?
Okay, there could be a point of a person suffering and dying when you don't have to care for them.
Right,
what if someone was behaving irresponsibly, that, you know, and you say, oh, well, you shouldn't have done that. I don't have to care for you. Obviously, we don't say that, but this is a debate. Right.
Most people think that socialized medicine is awful. So if you just say the government's never going to care for me, I have no expectations for
that. Right.
That's
a good point. You bring up a lot of important issues because this whole issue that I'm bringing up, obviously there's a lot of politics here, right? In terms of socialized health care and the American style of health care. And I'm not trying to argue for either side. Obviously, you need to have people that are experts in actually bringing out the best health care to guide government policy. But I am saying that, like, it seems like the halakha has an opinion that could at least guide the conversation. It has to be done in conjunction with people who are expert in these fields. But you have lots of areas like this where, you know, the halakha could have something to say. It also brings up what you're mentioning. The laws of return to lost objects, there's also priorities. Let's say you find multiple things. There's actually priorities in what you have to return first and when and how. So there's also, that could imply, you know, we could be learning triage based on the laws of Hashavas Aveda. Simanim, we have to be returned based on signs. Could that mean like that? That's how we determine what someone wanted or didn't want. So there's a lot to say here. I'm really out of time, so I'm just going to have to end abruptly now. But what I'm trying to show is that the Torah has so much to say about these issues that we didn't even realize that it has something to say about. And when it comes to running a state, a modern government, we might think, we get in this habit of saying, you know, the Torah doesn't really have much to say about how to, you know, engage in warfare and all these issues that we didn't have a state for 2,000 years. It's new to us now. And we're just having to come up with these new ideas. And my argument is that we actually have it within the Torah. There is detailed halachos. We just have to learn how to apply certain areas to other areas, and they could actually, in areas that we never would have imagined are relevant, imagine the laws of lost objects actually could guide us in how rabbis practice and how doctors practice and actually in how a government functions according to Jewish law. May we be able to have Mashiach soon so that we can actually implement Jewish law in our land, live there securely in peace and safety, and be able to make a Kiddush Hashem and therefore a light into the nations and show how the Torah is so relevant to the entire world, starting in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, and by the way, to answer that last question, the Gemara does say that a doctor is paid for all the time that they're spent. I'm sorry, not a doctor. That in Hashavas Aveda, that one is paid back for all the time they're spent doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is considered osik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. So if that's all considered osik b'mitzvah, then obviously, clearly, a doctor, you could argue, should get paid for the time they spend driving to and from work. So that also counts as well. You can get compensated, and you can argue that that's also relevant. By the way, I'll just conclude with this, that because a few of you have asked, you should know that if you want to know more details, because we don't have time, I did write about this. I have a new book out called Care and Covenant, and there's a whole chapter on this topic in which I tried to develop these themes much further in Care and Covenant. Thank you.